Blog Talk Radio.
So long, 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 so long,
About believing in this word, hallelujah, believing in fellowship, believing in relationship. And that's what we want to talk about today, believing in fellowship, right fellowship. And that's with the Father, that's with the Son, that's with the Holy Ghost. But before we get into this, we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer, and we'll jump right into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, and good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Song. Amen. Yes, indeed. I can say goodbye to my troubles, goodbye to my pain, goodbye to my sorrow. Amen. Thank you. The scripture. The scripture I like to share is coming from John 14 and verse 1. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in me." I'm sorry, let me back that up. I'm just a little bit too excited. Let me slow it down. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me." Amen, amen. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Lord, for another day, Father God. We thank you for this word that we're about to receive, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless our pastor, Father God. We're pleading the blood of Jesus over him and his entire family, Father God, and pleading that that anointing that is on his life, Father God, continue to bless him as he teaches the word of God, and we bind up anything and everything that try to come up against him, Father God. And Lord, we're praying for our listeners called in and those who are listening by internet, Father God. We just praying for them too, Father God. We're binding up anything and everything that's coming up against them, Father God, as they stand strong in the word of God and allowing God's word to be in their heart, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will be with them, Father God, and no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. because we are walking by faith and not by sight. Father God, bless those that are sick and shut in today, those who are bereaved, those that are going through, Father God. May they put their trust in you, Father God. May they lean and depend on you for their help and their strength today, Father God. And Lord, we just give you praise today, Father God, as we receive the word today, Father God. Have your way, and we ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hey. Amen. I want to say two things before we get started. Listen, brothers and sisters, God did not fail in his redemptive work. Jesus did not fail. The Spirit has not failed in his work. So the Word has not failed to make good in every case where it has been used. So let us begin at the base of it, and it starts by believing.
Yeah.
And what it starts by? It starts by believing. There's no failure here. Don't even put that on yourself. Maybe you haven't believed, but there's no failure here. None. Zero. Well, why ain't this happening? Why ain't that happening? Hey, maybe because you haven't believed. But there's no failure here. No failure here.
Say that now.
But now in Christ has risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that sleep. See, he was first. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. That's now.
Hallelujah.
That's right now.
Yeah.
Your spirit is going to be made alive.
Yeah.
Just like you were made alive in Adam, you're going to be made alive in Christ. But listen, it's about believing. You got to believe the gospel. You got to believe the gospel. It's about believing. I can't overemphasize that. Jesus said, remember over there in Mark 1:15, we'll go there. And then we may just get into a little bit about what believing really is. Because I think people are still underestimating what this word means. But in Mark 1:15, it reads like this. And saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom is at hand. Now I want y'all to notice this. He said, repent ye and believe the gospel. Believe the gospel.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. So reading from the Message Bible, Mark 1 and verse 15. The message of God. Time's up. God's kingdom is here. Change your life and believe the message. Amen.
Jesus said in Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. It's about believing, man. It's about believing. All things are possible. So before we get too far into this, let me share a couple of things about believing, if you will. Pastor, you have that scripture? I let Pastor do this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. From the Message Bible, Jesus said, if there are no ifs among believers, anything can happen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
See, when you, thank you, Pastor. When you believe, you take that to be true, man. You trust that. In other words, you accept. You don't have to see it. You're not seeing it come to fruition, but because you believe, you act like it.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You act like it. We don't care what the neighbor's doing right now.
Come on now. Say it.
We're talking believers now. We don't care about what your church buddy's doing, what your other buddy's doing, what your golf buddy's doing. We don't care anything about what your swimming buddy's doing. We're talking about you now as a believer.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Did I tell you God expect for you to believe? God expect for us to consider the word of God as being true and honest.
That's
it
right.
If y'all
Amen.
Don't have anything to do with believing. Well, I'm not sure. I wasn't taught. See, that's not what this is about. This is about accepting the word of God as your evidence. Preach.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You holding to this opinion. You holding to this because you think it's genuine and you know it's genuine. Because you accept it.
Mm-hmm.
You accept that it's true.
Yeah.
You accept that it's something real. And the young people say, this is the real deal here.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
You have a firm, wholehearted conviction that this word is true. So you act on it.
Because
you're a believer.
Hallelujah.
But you are a believer.
Hallelujah.
You're not going to be. You believe the gospel.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
When I think about, we was in the book of Mark a moment ago, but you go over there to the ninth chapter, and we got 23 and 24. When he says that cannot believe all things are possible to him. And the 24th verse said this, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief.
Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Excuse me, from the Message Bible. No sooner were the words out of his mouth than the father cried, then I believe, help me with my doubts. Amen, amen.
You got to believe that God can help you even when you're doubting. You got to believe in
That's
this scholarship.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to believe in relationship.
Yeah.
Act like you and God have that in common. Can I say that one more time?
Yeah.
Act like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Fellowship.
Hallelujah.
You have companionship with the Father. Then get in the Word and let the Word get in you.
Amen.
Because you believe in everything He said.
Yeah.
If He said, greater is He that is in you, you may not know what he's talking about, but you believe, you won't act like it is.
That's
you
right.
Gonna speak
Amen.
To rocks. You're going to speak to mountains. You're going to speak to this stuff.
Because
we're associating with God now. So God said, let there be, and it was. So that's how we act. Whosoever will say
Amen.
Unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, but believe in your heart that God is raising.
Yeah.
These things shall come to pass for you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
As much as I want to tell you, listen, brothers and sisters, when you have this fellowship, okay? When you have this fellowship, please listen to me, precious one. You are in friendship with God. There is a solidarity there. There's an agreement. And the agreement is that we like him now.
Mm-hmm.
We become
That's
one
right.
with him. That's what we become.
Yeah.
We become one with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We believe in it. If he said we can be like him, I ain't questioning. I'm going to just start acting like it.
Amen, amen.
Yeah. I'm going to act like he's my team, folks. I'm going to act like we got all things in common. I'm going to act we're connected as one. Because that's the relationship we had. I'm bearing him and he's bearing me. I'm speaking the word and he putting it in me. I'm abiding in his word and he abiding in me. We have ties together. We have likeness together.
Yeah.
We're the same.
Thank you, Lord.
You can't see God without seeing the Christ in me, because the Christ in me is the hope of glory.
Ooh, hallelujah.
See, when you're in the relationship, the fact of the matter is we have something in common. What do we have in common? The Word of God. He's in the Word, we in the Word. We in him, he's in us. That's what we got in common. The Spirit is leading us, and we letting the Spirit lead us. You know why? Because we believe. We believe. We acting like it. Believe in it. Believe that now, it said, but now. I like that. But now, Christ is risen. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 15:20-22. Get pastor to read that. 1 Corinthians 15:20-22. In the King James, it reads like this. But now is Christ risen. See, that's a past tense thing. He said, but now, which make it present, Christ is risen from the dead. And he become the first fruit of they that sleep. See, all this stuff is done. For since by one man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, and you know that because you got relatives and died, even so in Christ all be made alive.
Yeah. Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. Let me back it up just a little bit. If we all get out of Christ, let me back it up, because the way the Message Bible starts it off. So I'm going to back up a little further, Pastor, with the 16th. Verse that says, if corpse can't be raised, then Christ wasn't, because he was indeed dead. And if Christ weren't raised, then all you're doing is wandering about in the dark, as lost as ever. It's even worse for those who died hoping in Christ and resurrection, because they're already in their graves. If all we get out of Christ is a little inspiration for a few short years, we're a pretty sorry lot. But the truth is that Christ has been risen up, the first in a long legacy of those who are going to leave the cemetery. Did you say verse 22, Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. There is a nice symmetry in this. Death initially came by a man, and resurrection from the dead came by a man. Everybody dies in Adam. Everybody comes alive in Christ. Amen. Verse 23 says, but we have to wait our turn. Christ is first, than those with him at his coming, the grand confirmation, when after crushing the opposition, he hands over his kingdom.
This is, brothers and sisters, as everyone dies because of Adam. Now we accept that. How about you believe that? So also,
yeah.
See, you got to hear that with your spirit. So also, everyone be made alive because of Christ. You're going to be made alive. That's now.
Thank you, Lord.
All men die, Adam.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all bear with me for a second.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. You see, gotta hear that. All men die as Adam died. But all those who belong to Christ will be raised to the new life. That's right now. The new life starts now. Man, I wish people could really get that. The new life doesn't start after you die. You die now.
Come on.
And then you live in Christ.
Say that. Ooh, say that.
You die now. You know, some folks waiting to die. Oh, man, I can't wait till I die so I can be with the Lord. No, you die now and be with the Lord. And as God raised Christ from the dead, he also quickened your mortal body. He'll raise you right now.
Where came that from?
You don't wait till you die, leave here. So you can be with Christ right now. See, that's where the world is. The world, people who worldly minded, they waiting to die so they can be with the Lord. But those that believe, don't let me go and tell you what Jesus told me. Don't make me go there. But because you believe, you act on the word of God. See, that's your stand. You believe that you're connected because that's the relationship you have. You believe that you have all things in common with Christ because you believe. That's what that is. That's what relationship is. You have all things in common. You got everything in common with your mate. Your mate got all things in common with you. There's a likeness. And let me tell you this, brothers and sisters. Believing requires a corresponding action. See, that's what believing is. You begin to act like it. You just don't think like it. You act like it. And we went not too long ago, but you assume, and for a better way of saying it, you accept something as true. You're going on to accept it.
Yeah. That's right.
And God requires of us is to believe.
Yeah. Ooh, hallelujah.
As you believe, they continue to add to the church daily. Remember the ruler believed in Jesus? The man that was in jail, it was Paul and Silas was in jail, and one was singing a song and was saying a prayer over there in Acts 16. You remember the earthquake that shook the building, and it began to shake it until the walls began to disintegrate. It shook it till Paul and Silas was free. And the prisoner got ready to kill himself. And Paul told him, said, listen, sir, don't kill yourself. We all are still here. And because he believed, read the story. Because they believed the whole household was saved. Him and his household.
Amen.
Well, why do you say? God will protect you because you believed in his word. He's
Amen.
Obligated to me. See, all things
yes.
are possible to them that believe, but all things are not possible mm-hmm. to them that know.
All right.
Hold it that one. See, all things Ooh. Are possible to them that believe, but not all things are possible to them that know. See, a lot of people, they know
mm-hmm.
stuff, but they don't believe. So you rather
That's
believe
it.
Because all things are possible to those that believe.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Required us to believe his word. He required
mm-hmm.
that. So believe
yes.
in the fellowship. And I'm going to say to this young lady from California, we're believing with you. We're putting ourselves in agreement
yes,
with you.
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to
Amen.
Continue to speak to you because we believe in it. We believe that everything
mm-hmm.
you told us has been resolved. We believe in that, and we're going to act like that.
That's right.
We don't care
Amen.
What you're doing. Christ got the final word if you believe that. Now, if you can't believe
yes.
that God can help us, man, isn't that powerful? Because a lot of times we
yes,
won't help,
is.
But we don't believe in it. We don't believe it. We
mm-hmm.
don't want to act like it's true. So, therefore, it will never be true because your head just got in the way. But if you'll continue to believe
okay.
that word, continue to believe that word, then
mm-hmm.
you're going to see this come to fruition. You're going to see this come to pass because God said this. I didn't say this. He says all things are possible to them that believe, no matter what it
That's
is.
That's right.
It's possible
mm-hmm.
because you'll believe.
That's right.
Okay. Anyone
Amen.
Else have any comments, anything they want to share, press 1 and we'll let you in. Or, Pastor, you may want to have something to say on that.
Amen. And, yes, we are standing in agreement with our sister. Amen. And the Word of God does say all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. Pastor, it's just a powerful lesson that you're teaching on fellowship and relationship. I just wanted to read 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20 through 23 from the New Living Translation. And it just, to me, it's just so plain. I just love it. Just love the Word of God. But it says, but in fact, Christ has been risen from the dead. He is the first of a great harvest of all who have died. So you see, just as death came into the world through a man, now the resurrection from the dead has begun through another man. Just as everyone dies because we all belong to Adam, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given new life. But there is an order of this resurrection. Christ was raised as the first of the harvest. Then all who belong to Christ will be raised when he come back. So as Pastor was sharing with us, we believe that we have already died. And now because we believe that, we are connected and we all have things in common with Christ. And how do we do that? By being in the Word, by hearing the Word, by being tuned in to the Word at noon, and get alone and meditate on that word day and night. So we thank God for his word and thank God for Pastor teaching this word. And I like to just read a scripture to encourage our sister. I believe that is Matthew. Let me find that. Where it talks about us agreeing together. And then I'm going to get on out the way, but y'all know Pastor and I, we get in this word, and I tell you, it's just a blessing. So Matthew 19 or 18, let me get in my regular Bible. It's just good to have different translations, too, to help the Word of God make it even plainer to us. Just bear with me one second here. I'm just getting to it now. I'll leave the scripture with our sister and anyone else that may be going through anything. Where it tells us where two or three are gathered in His name, He's in the midst. Pastor, for some reason, I'm not finding that scripture. I know what I want to say. Okay, here we go. So it's in Matthew 18. And verses, beginning with the 18th verse, it says, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So ever ye shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Amen. So know that we stand in agreement with you. We know God is working things out for your good. Amen. As you put your trust in Him. As we say, just have to believe. Like that song pastor say, just believe. God bless you. God bless you too, Pastor, for word. God bless the listeners. May they receive the word. See you all Amen. Tomorrow for Thankful Thursday. God bless, Pastor.